Welcome to Conversations with David Lewis. Today, one story from September 11th. Now, the final segment of my interview with Stephen Merkel, the general counsel of Cantor Fitzgerald, the trading firm that lost 658 employees on September 11th. Merkel survived through luck, through chance, through being late for work. In this segment, he'll talk of going back to ground zero and of looking back 5 years later. One September 11th story. At what point did you go back to Wall Street to...
You mean to ground zero?
Yeah.
Well, I remember I didn't get home that night. We lived in the village, but I couldn't get home that night. It was just too strange. The subways wouldn't run all the way, and they were taking IDs. And it was just, I ended up sort of spending the night up with friends in Midtown. But and everything below 14th Street and above a certain level was you had to show ID. You had to like show you had to be able to be even allowed into your own neighborhood, and then they froze the area below that. I think it was. I think the first time I went down was I might have been going to the Attorney General's office. Might have been a few weeks later.
What was that like?
I think it was still. I still think I had my emotional guard up. I don't remember feeling powerful feelings. So much of what went on was a bit of a guard coming up, a bit of some level of emotional anesthesia that you just can sometimes feel about. As I felt about sort of deeply horrible feelings. I felt at my weakest when I first woke up in the morning, in which it was just sort of all too much and quite overwhelming. But as the day wore on. I tended to steel myself, and as I recall, for much of the time that I would either have to go down there or deal with certain things that might otherwise trigger a difficult reaction, it just didn't. It was, to the contrary, I felt removed from it, more an observer of it than really having it affect me. And I wouldn't feel that way when I would dream, and I wouldn't feel that way when I first woke up. But otherwise, much of the time, it was not triggering sadness. It was not triggering fear.
You just did what you had to do.
That was sort of much of it. But there was a bit of a revulsion about it. I mean, I do think I didn't want to see the pictures. I didn't want to see the clips. I didn't want to really read about or think much about what had occurred. And we didn't.
Now, Monday is the 5th anniversary. How do you handle these anniversaries?
The firm has had for many years now a memorial at Central Park for the company, and anyone is welcome, friends of the company and the family members, and it's quite moving. There's religious figures there, there's leaders there, there's politicians, there's speeches, there's a Harlem Boys Choir. It's quite moving. Family members will speak or read poems, sharing remembrances. And there's then in the ceremony, a tradition we've had where the current employees of the firm will read the names of every single person who died. We have pictures of everyone, or virtually everyone, and their picture will come up and we'll read their name. And it obviously takes quite a while to read, but it's a very, it's quite moving. And again, the fact that it's the current employees, which is a mixture of a few surviving employees and mainly many new employees who are reading the names. And it's quite, this one I feel, it's quite draining by the end of that ceremony. But the ritual is now familiar, which brings with it a bit of apprehension, but at the same time, some comfort. I don't do much I don't think much of the politicians and the speeches and sort of what else that comes with it. And I feel somewhat sort of removed and distant from the efforts to sort of globalize the event, which isn't to say I don't feel for it. I still marvel at the rescue workers and what they did and the sacrifices that they made. It really is unprecedented and overwhelming. But I don't participate in. I don't think much. It's not a part of sort of my head. It's not the immediate thing that I think about. For us, it's sort of the company. It's the people who are gone. And when we see their names, of course, they are now. They are forever young. Well, what's gone on is how can I put it? It's a personal feeling for those of us that have survived. That's somewhat unique. And more and more, you see the folks who are remaining are often the parents of people who've lost their children. And you can't help but think what it must be like as our kids get older and recognize the brutal unfairness of it and the enormity of it.
What's the hardest part for you at this point, 5 years later?
Feeling that I'm not really a better person than I was, than I somehow should be. Feeling that I haven't in any way shown I deserved having been spared. I find that difficult. Feeling that the event has been exploited by politicians in a way that's just really distasteful. Those are difficult parts.
Stephen, I've been honored with your memories, and I'm sorry to have made you relive them. But I thank you very much for telling your tale.
You know, I have not told much of this in a long time. A bunch of us, we all have sort of the 1 minute or maybe the 2 minute version of our stories. I have not really recounted this much in a very long time.
Stephen, thank you, and I wish you well, and hope to see you soon.
Very good. Thanks very much.